little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Nobody prepares you for the transition from mama to mummy to mom and then to bruh.
Dude. My 10-year-old says dude all the time now. It's like, my name is Daddy or Mr. Foley, if you prefer.
I think I went through a period of referring to my dad by his first name. Might have been the difficult teenage years.
I had a friend who would do that, and I was like, oh my God, if I tried that, I'd be killed. This guy called his dad Bob. I'll never forget it.
Dad's name is Bob.
You're Bob as well?
Yeah.
Well, this other friend of mine, his dad's name is Bob.
Must be a Bob thing.
Maybe it's just a name it's a name people like to say, Bob. And I was like, I would have been 10 at the time, looking at your man going, you call your dad his name, like his proper name? Oh my God. Oh my God, that's weird. In Irish though, seriously, my eldest is 12 now, and I'm still Daddy. And he has attempted on a couple of it. I'm Daddy or Papa or Pop. They've always called me, the both of them. And they have, on a number of occasions down through the years, tried to pivot into Dad. And I just blank them. I'm not responding to that. I'm like, what did you say? What did you just call me? It's Daddy or Papa. There's no Dad. How have I got for you? Jennifer's over there.
Right, I hear you. My eldest is almost 13. Well, she's 12 and a half. And I am Mommy, and my husband is Daddy. Yeah. We are always Mommy and Daddy. My youngest calls us Mama and Dada, yeah, or else Mommy and Daddy. But all of them, three of them, say Mommy and Daddy all the time.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. In our house, it's like, I insist on being Daddy or Papa. Papa, I love. Papa's just adorable, but I'm still Papa or Pop or Pops in our house, and I love it. It's just like, oh, my babies are still my baby, even though they're massive. Like, the youngest is my wife's size now.
Will you expect them to still call you Pops when they're in their 30s and 40s?
This is the interesting thing, you see, because I also have, like, I have a thing against my kids calling me Dad, right? I genuinely do. I'm Daddy, okay? But I also have a thing against adults who call their parents Mammy or Mommy.
It's a bit gross, isn't it?
Mommy's visiting.
It gives me the shivers. Like, oh.
My mommy. And particularly boy. We've got two boys. Particularly boys saying. That's a text from my mommy. My mammy. Or my papa just texted. So at what point do we stop? That's another question. Sorry, Jennifer, we're interrupting you.
And even if I send a message into the radio and I write Mommy and Daddy, like a request.
Yeah, you need to put it on it.
But yeah, I'm not changing. I'm 40 years of age, and I called my mother Mommy right up until the day she died.
Well, Mike, so you're one of those people then. You were a mammy all the time. I think girls can get away with it, though. I do think so. I don't know about boys.
Mommy, Daddy, all the way.
All the way. Mommy and Daddy for life. Tara's over there as well. Tara, talk to me, babes.
My 4.5-year-old has already weaponized my first name.
Weaponized your first name, Tara? Jesus. Shots fired.
My 4.5-year-old has already weaponized my first name.
Right.
And if I'm giving out to her, or she feels like she's particularly sassy at any one point in time, she will turn around and say, okay, Tara, with this little head tilt, which is equally hilarious and terrifying at that age.
I prefer ma'am to mum now.
I don't care what you prefer.
We call my mother ma'am. I'll call my dad in the third person. If I'm talking about him to somebody else.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking to him, if I ring him up, it's always, how are you, Bob?
Oh, really? Right.
He never, ever recognises my voice. Bear in mind, I've been his son
also,
for a number of decades.
And you're on a national radio station and have been presenting on the radio for like 20 years.
It's a very annoying voice.
It goes to show how often he supports his middle child in his career endeavours.
Thanks a million, Bob. Every single
who's
time.
Who's that? Who's your man on radio?
How are you, Bob? And there'll be a pause and I'll know he's trying to figure out who it is. It's your youngest son.
It's John Paul, Bob. It's John Paul. Here, man. Listen, thanks for listening, Bob. You're into winning the cash machine after 3 o'clock. Oh, my God, that is harsh. Well, we know you're not his favourite anyway. Hugh's over there. Hugh, talk to me.
I call my mommy Old Doll.
The Old Doll. Old Doll. If I attempted to call my mother Old Doll, or any use of the word old or old, And I think that would be a risky one in most households.
And Dad just gets Dad because if I've called him anything other than Dad, the look he gives me feels like he's going to kill me. So I just...
Well, this is the thing. Your dad would kill you for calling him, like, Owl Lad or Owl Fella. Oh.
So I just leave it at that.
Yeah, leave it at that. Cheers, Hugh. Deirdre's over there, 0874-100-102, Deirdre.
Hi, Ray. I'm 50 and my mum is 87 and I still call her Mammy.
Well, there you go.
And all my older brothers and sisters still call her Mammy, and we called our father Daddy up until the day he died. So, Mammy and Daddy all the way.
That would have been a funny one if you called Mammy, you're like, you always called Mammy, Mammy. It's like Mammy this, Mammy that, Mammy the other. And then all the way up until the day he died in his old age and his dotage, you're calling your Daddy Mammy as well. Just for the crack. Keith, talk to me. 0874-100-102.
Hey, Ray, what's the story?
Good, man.
Ray, my daughter Kelly is almost 20, and in recent years she's taken to referring to me as father.
No. 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 What, is she applying for a job? Is she very formal? Father, please pass the salt, would you?
Both when she's talking to me and also if she sends me any text messages. So to counter that abominable behaviour, I now refer to her as daughter. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, bro. Or did you just delete her number?
It's an option.
That's
it's
it.
Option.
Yeah. Does she live with you? Still live with you, Keith? I need some background here. Turn her bedroom into a home office. And by home office, I mean like video games room with your Xbox and your PlayStation 5 and whatnot. Come on, we're running out of time here. 0874-100-102. Trish, one more from Trish. Trish, talk to me.
Oh my goodness, we had this, only my 3-year-old at the time was copying my 8-year-old.
No, you see, that'd be too much. That'd be heartbreaking for us.
And it took us 3 days to understand why he was calling me. He was like, okay, buh, buh, buh.
Hang on, your 3-year-old child is calling you bro then, I guess, is it? But he's still learning to say...
Okay, buh, buh, buh. Eventually we discovered he was calling me bruh. Thank you, brother.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!